somebody that was always on guard for the Miami Dolphins. That's the great Nat Moore, who's joining us from Jacksonville. He's going to be part of that broadcast. Jesse Agler giving the play-by-play, and he'll join the Hall of Famer Bob Greasy on WFOR. Nat, how are you doing tonight?
Fantastic, guys. How you guys doing, man? I can't wait to do a ball game, you know? I mean, I was going through withdrawals last week when we were up at camp.
I know. It's been one of those things where you can't wait to get involved and talk about football, and we talked a little bit about it last week for the Hall of Fame game in the Dallas Cowboys, but now we have a new opponent tonight in the Jacksonville Jaguars. But it doesn't really matter in the preseason to me who you're playing. You're playing against yourself, it seems like, because you've got a lot of veterans that are probably get limited playing time, but you have a lot of guys, a lot of youthful exuberance going to be out on the football field. What are your expectations looking at this game tonight?
Well, I'm looking to see some of those guys that have flashed in practice to see if they could bring it to the game. You know, it's a game-like situation. It's hardcore tackling. It's hardcore catching and running with the football. You know, this is an opportunity for a lot of these guys that unlike when you're in training camp and you're in practice, you're auditioning for 31 other teams. I mean, when I think of preseason football, guys, I think of every team is looking at 40 to 45 guys that they know are going to be there. Now, who are that next 13 or 8 guys that's going to make the 53-man roster? And at some point, it's an opportunity to flash. It's an opportunity to catch a coach's eye in some fashion or form. And that's what I'm looking for tonight. What young guy that we don't know about will step up? We expect you and Jordan to play well. We expect Brent Grimes to play well. There's a lot of guys that we're looking forward to the start of the season, but where are those jewels? Where are those guys that are going to make us a better football team?
You know, Nat, that's the way I think about it in golf terms sometimes. You always talk about Saturday as moving day. Well, it seems like every preseason game is moving day for one of these guys that are trying to make a mark. You know, we signed Keenan Davis just, maybe a week ago, and he's a guy that's been on the tip of everybody's tongue just because he made some plays in practice. He transferred that from the practice field to, a game-type situation in the Hall of Fame game. There's guys, this roster's littered with players that are trying to do just what Keenan did last week, again tonight in Jacksonville.
Well, most of these guys have all been successful in college. So all of these guys show that they can play. So that's not the issue. Can you do it when it counts? And you've got 4 more ball games to show the coaches that you deserve to be on this football team. So with that being said, tonight, who's going to be that new guy? Like you said, we saw Davis. We saw Bumpus. Who will step up tonight? That's the key. I mean, I look at the wide receiver position. There's an opportunity there. We know who the 3 starters are going to be as long as they stay healthy, but you're going to keep 5, maybe 6. Tight end. Who's going to be the guy behind Dustin Keller? That's what it's all about. And, that's why, to me, preseason is so exciting, because you do get a chance to see some guys that maybe you didn't think they could play that well, but in game time situation, there's an old saying, and I think both Troys that are there with you know about this. You got practice players, and then you got game players.
Yes.
I'm looking for the game players. Everybody looks good in practice.
Nat, talking about game players, I'm looking at the defensive side of the ball, and we may have 9, 10, we may even have 11 of our projected starters on the field tonight. And I'm not discounting the Jacksonville Jaguars whatsoever here because they are a National Football League team. But I'm looking forward to that defense going out there, establishing a tempo and an identity early on here in the preseason, saying, you're not going to be able to run on us. We're going to pressure you in the passing game. I just wanted to get your thoughts on what your overall view is of the defense coming into preseason game number 2.
Well, I think you're right. They want to get their work in, but it's not predicated on Jacksonville. Jacksonville is an offense that struggled mightily last year. So you can go out and look good against Jacksonville. It doesn't matter. It's about working on the things that you need to get accomplished for the season. I mean, when you think of this football team and this defense, last year they were pretty good. The only issues they had is that they didn't take the ball away. They couldn't come up with turnovers. So what have you done? You brought in Grimes. You drafted De'Aaron Jordan. You got Olivia Vernon playing well. Now you hope to get some pressure, get some fumbles, get some sacks, get some interceptions, and now you're ready to rock and roll. I mean, so I expect them to come out and play hard, get their work in, work on some of the things that they've been working on in practice, but it's really going to be about their second and third unit when they come in. You know, who are going to be those other ancillary guys? That's the way I always look at preseason, Troy. I mean, because I feel like, as I said earlier, 40 to 45 of these guys that got this team made unless they get hurt. Who are going to be those other guys? Okay? I mean, the better teams, you know, you ain't going to have wholesale change. But for teams that are still building, young teams, you're looking to see somebody emerge, and I think that's what we're going to see. You know, your defense will probably, your top players will probably play 10 to 15 plays max, you know, because you got three more preseason games. So you ain't going to see a whole lot, but they'll be working on their timing. They'll be working on their chemistry. And then let's look at these other guys. You know, last week, you had a couple guys step up and make some plays defensively. You know, let's see who it's going to be this week.
Nat, last week it seemed like both sides of the ball, offensive and defensively, were kind of a step behind tempo-wise. How important do you think establishing coming out the first play and smacking people in the mouth, how important is that to send a message to the opponent?
Well, you know, I'm still an old school guy. I ain't worrying about the other team. I think it's more about you showing the coaches that you're ready to play. I mean, the bottom line is the tempo was not where they wanted, liked it to be last week. So this week they want to come out. They want to transform everything they've been doing in practice to the game. Last week they were a little slow. They want to play fast. They want to get after people and get some takeaways.
Well, Nat, you know what? You have to do that on the defensive side of the football. I saw a couple guys, you know, you expect Deion Jordan to rush the passer and be one of those dominant guys, but Derek Shelby did such a nice job in that Hall of Fame game getting around the outside, and Tristan Opa-Lugo did a nice job getting the forced fumble. So there's a lot of guys on that defensive side of the ball that really, you know, at least flashed for you. So you want to see that carry over from week one to week two. We appreciate you taking time out. I hope you see a good one tonight, and I hope you you stay healthy out there with the rest of the 90-man roster with the Miami Dolphins.
Hey, well, I'm going to try and stay close to Greasy. You know, Greasy never got hit.
He's not going
to
get hit.
Close to him. I don't have to worry about any of the injuries.
Well, Nat, thanks for your time, and give Jesse our best. Good luck on the broadcast, and we'll see you when you get back.
Okay, sounds good, buddy.